Chapter 18. So, should we move Millie over to the suspects list? Ruth stood in front of the whiteboard, her blue marker poised to write. Lexi looked at Nan's. She wasn't sure how reliable Vera's information was.
Well, she was acting very strange when Lexi, Ida, and I saw her at Chez Philippe, Nan said. We might as well put her under the suspects and make a note to question her again.
We can cross Wiggins off. He was killed first, so he couldn't have killed the others, Lexi added.
And since they were all killed with the same gun, the killer probably wasn't Veronica.
Ida leaned against the entry from the dining room to the living room with a mug of coffee in her hand.
Unless she killed Wiggins, then someone took the gun from her and killed her and Philippe,
Helen added. Nan's pressed her lips together.
I suppose that's possible, but since she's dead, we can't question her. That leaves Millie, Ramona, and Eddie.
Ramona sure did act strange at the wake, Ida said.
Well, that could have just been because she hates me. But I do have to admit, I wouldn't feel too bad if she were the killer. Lexi chewed on her bottom lip. In fact, that Eddie guy seemed to imply that she was up to something.
We need to talk to both her and Millie, Nan said, then turned to Ruth. Did you find out where that big payment Philippe got came from?
Ruth shook her head.
It was a cash deposit, so I can't trace it.
Nan's tapped her fingers on her lips.
Well, somewhere, someone has 50 grand less money.
Did you check the accounts of the other people involved?
Yep. The only one that had any significant amount of money going in and out was Wiggins. But he didn't withdraw that much at any one time,
Ruth said.
Of course, I only checked the last 2 months. Maybe I should look back further.
Yes, do that, Nan said.
In the meantime, I think we need to pay a little visit to Millie over at Chez Philippe.
Lexi and Nan's decided to go to Chez Philippe alone. Millie might be more apt to talk if she wasn't overwhelmed by 5 people. As they walked to Lexi's car, she noticed a black sedan idling at the end of the parking lot. The hairs on the back of her neck prickled. Was the person in the car watching them?
Is something wrong? Nan's asked.
No, I think I'm just getting paranoid with the murders and the break-in, Lexi laughed. I'm starting to think people are after me. Nan's narrowed her eyes at the black car.
Which brings up the question, why did someone break into your house?
That's been bugging me, too, Lexi said as they got into her car. The only thing I can think of is maybe they think I have whatever Philippe got paid the 50 grand for.
Indeed, Nan said.
They drove the short distance to Chez Philippe in silence. When they got there, they could see the lights on in the showroom.
Looks like it's open, Nan said as Lexi drove by.
She pulled into an empty spot a couple of doors down and they got out.
Now, let me do all the talking, Nan said as they approached the door. I know just what to say.
If you say so. Lexi opened the door and they entered the empty shop.
Hello? Anyone here?
Nan's called.
I'm in the back.
Millie's voice answered from the back room of the shop. Nan's motioned to Lexi, and they walked over to the back room, both of them entering through the wide doorway at the same time. Millie was sitting at a sewing table, stitching lace onto a piece of white fabric by hand. She held the fabric up about an inch from her face. She squinted over at them as they entered, not recognizing them at first until her eyes adjusted. Then, once she realized who they were, her eyes widened.
You people again, she sighed. What do you want now?
We're investigating the murders, and we want to ask you some questions,
Nan said, as if they were officially investigating. Millie straightened her back.
I've already talked to the police.
Some new things have come to light since then, and we have more questions.
Nan's walked closer to Millie.
You weren't here that night, right?
Like I said before, I went out to get coffees. Philippe, Mr. Montague, was meeting with Ms. Veronica. I went down to Fresh Market to get Mr. Montague's favorite cinnamon roll, and then over to Starbucks for coffees.
Millie looked like she was about to tear up. Then her eyes turned cold when she looked at Lexi.
One might wonder what you were doing here.
I was supposed to meet with Philippe about fixing my dress, Lexi said.
Oh, but I thought you ripped Ms. Veronica's dress.
Millie narrowed her eyes at Lexi.
She ripped mine. Well, and I guess I ripped hers too. She was mad because they were so similar.
Millie looked away. Lexi thought she almost looked guilty, which made her wonder if the similarity of the dresses was a mistake or not. Nance continued her interrogation.
Were you and Mr. Montague up to something?
Millie's hands jerked. The needle dug into her finger.
Ouch!
She pulled her hand away and shoved her finger in her mouth.
Whatever gave you that idea?
She mumbled around her finger while glaring at Nance.
We know something was going on. We just don't know what.
Nance started walking around the room.
Unless you want us to guess the worst, I suggest you come out with it.
How dare you?
Millie stood up, knocking the sewing from the table, then bending down to retrieve it, obviously flustered. Nan showed no mercy and swooped in for the kill.
We have statements from witnesses that know about it.
Millie collapsed in her chair and sobbed into her hands.
It's all too much,
she blurted out in between sobs. Nan rushed to her side and rubbed her arm. Lexi found the box of tissues and shoved them toward her.
What's too much? What was going on with Philippe?
Nance asked.
We were having an affair,
Millie blurted out.
I'm so ashamed.
Ashamed? But neither of you are married, so what's to be ashamed about?
Well, a woman of my age, taking up with a man? Millie's cheeks flushed. In my day, that just wasn't done.
Lexi and Nance exchanged a glance. That's it? That's what you've been so nervous about? Lexi asked. Millie nodded, then said softly,
That and the dresses.
The dresses? What about them?
Nance asked soothingly.
Well, you see, I'm getting on in years. My eyesight and creativity isn't what it used to be. So sometimes I design similar dresses to make it easier on myself.
She looked at Lexi apologetically.
That's what happened with your dress and Miss Veronica's.
Where did the money come from?
Nance asked.
Money?
Millie looked from Nance to Lexi.
What money?
Surely you noticed that Philippe came into a large sum of money a few months ago?
Millie's eyes narrowed.
That's not true. Philippe didn't mention anything, and I'm sure he would have told me.
It's true. Did you notice he was acting strange the past few months?
Well, he was acting kind of strange lately. Distant.
Millie looked down at her hands in her lap.
I was worried that he'd tired of me.
Are you sure you don't know anything about the money?
Nance persisted.
We think that whatever he was involved in was what got him killed. So if you know something, it would be in your best interest to tell us now.
Millie held her hands up.
I don't know a thing, I swear.
Nance nodded and stood up. She took a few paces into the middle of the room, then turned around to face Millie again.
If you don't know anything about the money, Then didn't you wonder who would have murdered Philippe, and why?
Millie glanced sideways at Lexi.
Well, to tell you the truth, when I saw Miss Baker here that night, I thought she killed them both over the dress. It made perfect sense. The two girls fought earlier in the day, and I was certain they were both mad as hens to have discovered their dresses were almost identical.
Seriously, you don't think Lexi would kill over something like that, do you?
Nans waved her hand at Lexi. Millie snorted.
Believe me, I've seen brides do all kinds of things when it comes to their dresses.
I can assure you, I didn't kill them, Lexi said. In fact, I think whoever did kill them might be after me. That's why we're so interested in finding them.
Oh, dear. That's terrible, Millie said.
Yes, so if you think of anything that could help us, maybe something Philippe said or something you saw at the shop, please let me know.
Nans pulled out her Ladies' Detective Club business card and handed it to Millie. Lexi and Nans turned to leave, and Millie called out behind them.
I'm truly sorry about the gowns, Lexi.
Lexi turned to face the other woman. Millie looked so sad Lexi didn't have it in her to be mad. And besides, her gown was perfect.
That's okay, Millie. I love the gown. And who cares if it's similar to another one anyway?
Oh, thank you for being so understanding, Millie said as Lexi turned back to leave. You're so much nicer than that other girl that asked about the gowns.
Nans and Lexi spun around and spoke at the same time.
Other girl?
Yes, that friend of Ms. Veronica's. What was her name?
Millie tapped her lips with her index finger.
Ramona?
Lexi asked.
Yes, that's it. She was here asking about Ms. Veronica's dress. An impertinent young miss she was, too. Nasty girl.
Millie made a sour face.
What was she asking?
Nans asked.
Oh, where the dress was and so on.
Millie waved her hand.
I told her I had no idea where it was. Ms. Veronica must have it at home somewhere, as it certainly isn't here.
She stormed out of here and nearly broke the door, slamming it so hard.
Young people these days,
Nan said, shaking her head.
Well, thanks for your time, and please do let me know if you remember anything that might be connected to this mess.
Will do, Millie said.
Nans took Lexi by the arm and practically ran her out of the building into the car. Once she was seated, she whipped her iPad out of her purse and started typing like a madwoman.
What are you doing? Lexi asked.
Sending a message to Ruth. I need her to find out everything she can about this Ramona person. And we need to get back to my place pronto. I think we might be getting close to solving this case.